Up next, we've got boys basketball. The Southold Knights and the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Let's look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Southold Knights, they'll go with Cole Metzger. Metzger, 5'6", and a senior. Griffin Kemmerling is a junior. Hayes Weller, 6'1", and a senior. Trevor Mark, a senior at 6', and Cameron Biondo, a 5'8", sophomore. John, you'll notice Cole Metzger in the starting lineup. He started last night, his first competition since that football injury. Just got clearance to get back into the game. One of the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. They'll go with Tracy Ick. Ick is a 6'3 senior. Gannon Soule, a senior at 6'1. Cooper Waterman. Waterman is a 6'1 senior. Jacob Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer, a senior at 6'3. And Chris Miljabek. Miljabek is 6'1 and a senior. Those are the five starters for the Golden Eagles. We've already had three games tonight. The previous games this evening saw the Mid-Buchanan girls defeating Mound City 62-31. The Mid-Buchanan boys defeated Rockport 67-63. The game completed just a few moments ago. The Rockport girls with the win over LeBlanc 56-49. Those are the games so far in tonight's basketball marathon here on Sunday.
The home team will be the Southold Knights. LeBlanc on the road. Stepping into the center circle, Trey Ick. 6'3 senior for LeBlanc. For Southold, it's Trevor Mark, 6' senior. LeBlanc will win the tops, and they will go right to left as we look at it toward the north bucket here at Mound City. Handling the ball out top, Waterman. Man defense here, but Southold starts the ball game. Take the ball down in the corner for Soule. And inside, and a left-hand shot up is no good by Winkelbauer. Offensive rebound, and they'll get the ball across there, and a two-pointer for Trey Ick. And it's 2-0, the lead to LeBlanc. Coming the other way now, off the right side of the basketball. Hayes Weller gets the ball to Mark. He'll drive, he'll shoot, and it'll come up short. Gets on the back iron, falls out of there, and the ball's out of bounds on the rebound and stays with the Southold Knights. Hayes Weller will inbound. He looks. They get the ball in to Mark. Mark get it away, and a shot on the way up. Too strong for Griffin Kemmerling. And an offensive, the defensive rebound now for LeBlanc, leading 2-0, a minute into the game. Ick playing down low. They're trying to get it into him. He plays on the baseline. Here's a three ball from the right wing, and that ball off the glass. Up and good from the right side for Soule. And it is now 5-0. LeBlanc with a quick lead. Front court, Cole Metzger. Metzger moving with the left hand, and he tripped, landed on the basketball, gets up, but is taken away by LeBlanc, ahead to Ick. Ick driving, goes around a defender, left side, right hand, up and good. He's got two quick hoops, and it is 7-0. LeBlanc with the basketball. Get the ball in ahead. Kemmerling goes inside. Stripped of the ball. Stolen. Up the floor comes Soule. Soule waits for help. Now he'll lead the ball back for Ick. Back to Soule on the left side. Play catch. Now across the court with the ball. Waterman. Waterman waits. Gives the ball up for Soule again. Now down in the left corner. Three ball swish from the left side. Three more. This time it's Miljavik. And it is 10-0 to start this ball game in favor of the St. Joe LeBlanc. Coming the other way with the ball, Metzger looking. Out he goes to water to Hayes Weller. Weller to Metzger. Bounce pass in. Mark working in. Reverses into the lane with the left hand. Can't get it to go. And a rebound brought down by Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer up the floor quickly, and Metzger runs into the bats as hard of a hit as we've seen all night. No whistle.
Wow.
Going to let him play here. And we go the other way.
How was that not a foul?
I'm not sure. Last game it might have been two. Here's a three-pointer. That might be the first miss for LeBlanc. Waterman can't connect. They get the offensive rebound. Here's another three ball up. Too strong for Soule. Another offensive rebound. This time it's Waterman. gets it out. Who's going to try it this time? They're going to go inside to Ick. He got pushed again, and he does a touch pass, gets the ball away to Winkelbauer, who lays it up and in for a 12-0 lead.
A lot of contact here and no whistles.
Come the other way. Metzger with it. They'll give the ball off now to Weller, to Kemmerling. Get the ball up to Metzger again. Now he'll pass it away. Weller. Metzger for three from straight out in front. And Southold gets on the board on a Cole Metzger triple. 4:20, our first points coming for the Knights in this ball game. Move the other way to the front court. LeBlanc with the basketball. In the corner, it's Ick down inside, back out, three ball on the way up, and off the mark, no good for Waterman. Offensive rebound, taken around the perimeter, left-handed three from the left side of the circle, up and down for Miljavik. He's got his second triple, and it's now 15-3, the lead is 12. Metzger. Across the midcourt, his pass cross-court knocked away. Ick steals it, runs it down, goes in, spins, hangs, taken away, blocked by Hayes Weller. Nice defense by Weller, driving up the floor, has to wait. Cross-court pass, stolen away. Now a run out of the other end, and the ball knocked away, and Ick can't get the follow. Out of there comes Mark with it, and up and down the floor we run. Nobody doing much damage, but here's a ball tip. It goes to Metzger. These teams need to slow down or somebody's going to have to call a timeout. One of these coaches just to get them settled here a little bit. With it now is Kemmerling. Looks for the bounce to the middle. Nobody there. He'll give the ball up to Weller again. Hayes, a senior. Right side to Metzger for three from the right side. On the rim, won't go. And the rebound grabbed up by Cooper Waterman. Waterman going to run it up the left sideline. Now he'll go through the free throw circle out to the right side, and Bishop LeBlanc is not bashful about taking a long one. Metzger, Karam, and he'll bring it up the floor with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Metzger, right side with it to Weller. Weller in the middle. Mark down the lane, up off the glass. It's good. And the runner down the lane, up and good. Timeout is called. It's a 15-5 lead for the Eagles. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Not quickly, here's a final score from Peru State. The Peru State Bobcats tonight defeat Grandview 73-64. Bobcats are now 8-2 on the season in NAIA play. 73-64, Peru State over Grandview.
To the front court of the basketball, Cooper Waterman. Off the left side to Chris Miljavik. Back to Waterman, back to Miljavik. They'll go to the high post now with the ball there. Is going to go to Jackson Cruz, who just checked into the game during the timeout. Waterman out top, gets it away again to Cruz. He looks and through traffic, off the glass with the left hand, up and good for Miljavik. He has eight now. 17-5, matching the biggest lead of the ball game at 12. The other way, Zachary Schumann in the ball game for Southold on that break. Out top, and Metzger tries to fire it underneath to Mark. They can't connect. The ball goes off the pad underneath, and it will be LeBlanc ball. 1:39 to go in the first period. Up the front court of the basketball, Miljavik will take the pass. He'll look to the left side corner with the ball there. Winkelbauer, and the ball tipped away, but it goes back to LeBlanc. Miljavik drives up, passes out, left side, three ball up and down from the left corner for Winkelbauer. He's got five in the game. And now the lead is 15, the biggest advantage of the contest so far. Left side with it. South Holt driving into the free throw line. Metzger for three, backs in, now moves down, shoots for two from the free throw line. It won't go. Under a minute to go, driving up is Waterman. Off the glass, no. Metzger the rebound. He is going to push it up the floor in a 4-on-3. Now he'll slow down, take it left side. Kemmerling from 18, no. Kemmerling follows, can't get a hold of the ball, and they say it's off of LeBlanc out of bounds.
Well, it looked like Kemmerling lost it there, didn't it?
Sure did. Satchel Studer checking in along with Cole Segrist for LeBlanc. South Holt counters with Cameron Biondo back in the ball game.
Jensen Nash into the ball game, a freshman, six-footer for LeBlanc.
So Mark will inbound the basketball, or rather that's Weller, triggering from the baseline. He looks, bounce pass in there for Schumann. Schumann spins and hits the turnaround in the lane, up and good. 20-7 with 35 seconds to go. Coach Mitch Garris calling out the play for LeBlanc on the right side of the basketball. Handling the ball. Now they come cross court for Studer. Down in the left corner. Three-pointer no good. Rebound grabbed up by Biondo. He'll bring it up the floor with 17 seconds. He crosses midcourt. Stops the dribble out on the right side. Kemmerling, three ball, short, no good. Coming out of there with a LeBlanc. They throw it up the floor with six. And they, oh, and a nice play there. LeBlanc gets the ball. They're able to throw it
back
off the chest of Metzger.
They just,
oh, Mr. Official, no. Oh, my.
They just missed a call completely here. Look at the coach here on the near side. Coach Kobe Morris.
Thank you, he says. May not get much of a shot, but at least we got the ball for three. It hit just across midcourt. Well, it all worked out to the South Holt advantage as Hayes Weller hits from 35 feet at the buzzer. 20-10 after one. LeBlanc with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. South Holt with the basketball trailing 20-10. Here come the Knights into forecourt. Griffin Kemmerling with the dribble. Off to Trevor Mark at the top of the key. Mark looks to Schumann on the right side. Schumann down to Griffin Kemmerling again on the right side of the lane. Kemmerling between the legs dribble, tries to drive the baseline, gives to Schumann in the corner. Top of the key, Trevor Mark with the basketball now. Mark takes it in, jump shot 5 feet away, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to have Trevor Mark at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul will go against Jensen Nash. His first, team foul number one.
Is that the first foul of the ball game?
Of the ball game, yep.
Trevor Mark at the line shooting two. First one is up and good. Trevor Mark now with 3 points in the contest. Lead is down to nine at 20-11. Trevor Mark is a six-foot senior standing there at the charity stripe. Not sure what that delay was about with the official, but he's changing words down here on the baseline. Second shot is up. It's good also for Trevor Mark. Mark with 4 points as he hits a pair of free throws. 20-12. The lead is eight now. As LeBlanc sets their offense, Segrist handling the ball, drops off to the right wing to the near side, comes to Nash, Jensen Nash, feeds into Studer. Studer again goes to the top of the key to Cruz. This is Segrist again to the right side of the lane. In for the driving little underhanded flip shot is up and off, no good. Rebound brought down. The ball is loose and stolen right back by Segrist. Lob pass underneath on the baseline left side. A spin move. No shot there. Top of the key. Open look for three off the glass. No. And with the rebound coming down is Schumann.
LeBlanc doesn't have a starter in the ballgame.
I noticed that. Schumann gives the ball up into forecourt to Weller. Weller feeds it across Mark. Trevor Mark in the paint. Goes to the corner. Deep baseline left side to Schumann. Now driving the baseline toward the basket. Bounce pass looking for Schumann. Ball stolen away under the basket by Jensen Nash. Is the coach trying to make a point here, I wonder, or what?
Well, I wouldn't think so. They had a pretty successful first quarter, a 15-point lead.
Driving on the layup on the right side. Shot up and good by Cole Segrist. Segrist with the first two, his first 2 points of the ballgame. Back to a 10-point lead, 22-12. On the right side, handling it is Trevor Mark. Mark goes on the left side of the lane. Back up top, it comes Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling thought about the shot. Now a fall-away jumper from 10 feet away. Schumann tips the ball away. It's going to go out of bounds, I think, off of LeBlond. And it'll stay with South Holt. In now for South Holt, Tate Prusman into the lineup. Prusman checks in, replacing Cameron Biondo. South Holt will trigger it in on the baseline on the left side of their own basket. Tossing it in, Hayes Weller. Weller bounces it in. The ball is loose on the floor and picked up by LeBlanc. Here come the Golden Eagles down the court, up by 10, 22-12. Segrist at the top of the key to the left elbow. Grable. Grable can't get the shot. Back out to Segrist, top of the circle. Cruz. Cruz across court to Studer. Inside the paint, in the lane, moving to the basket. Shot up and off, no good. And the rebound taken down underneath the basket by Prusman. Into forecourt. Trevor Mark. Mark. It's at the ball is off the fingertips of Weller and then grabbed up and taken away by Studer. Studer brings it into forecourt to Segrist. Segrist driving lay-in, underhanded shot up and off, no good. Trevor Mark with the rebound. Mark down court on the left side of the lane. He wants to take it all the way for the layup, can't get it. Schumann comes down with the rebound, gets it out to Hayes Weller on the right side. Weller with a fall-away shot up and good. Hayes Weller got the shot to drop. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:12 to play first half. 22-14. LeBlond on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Network.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, John Nixon, seated alongside me here at Mound City High School. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, into forecourt. With the basketball come the blonde Golden Eagles. Top of the key, Winkelbauer feeds to the left side. Back up it comes to Ick. Ick out on the left wing, working one-on-one here against the man-to-man defense. Schumann on the baseline underneath, working against Winkelbauer. Back around to Ick again on the left wing. Ick feeds it deep left. Here's a long three that's up and good. Hitting the three is Miljevic, and that is his third three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures with 11 points in the contest. 25-14. The lead is 11 now for LeBlanc. South Holt's basketball with the dribble. Prusman. Prusman gives it up to Kemmerling. Griffin Kemmerling lost his dribble. Griffin needs help. Kemmerling gets help. They come out to get the ball from him. All the way in for the driving layup went Weller. And Hayes Weller has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with South Holt. 25-14. The lead is 11 for LeBlanc. Ace Weller to inbound it. Weller puts it into Griffin Kemmerling. Ball is loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Now it goes out of bounds, and it's touched last by South Holt. Well, trapped down there on the baseline was Gannon Soule with three defenders all around him. The ball goes out of bounds. Back into the ball game now comes Cole Metzger for South Holt. Metzger comes in to replace Tate Prusman. Prusman comes to the bench. The inbound pass to Cooper Waterman. Waterman down court. I got all new ball players again, don't I?
Get starters back.
Waterman to Miljevic on the left side. Off to Ick on the right wing. Ick. Feeds the ball to Waterman. Cooper Waterman. Again, down deep to Ick. Right side of the bucket. Top of the key. It comes up to Miljavec. Miljavec dribbles around the defender to the left elbow. No look there. Pretty tight defense right now by South Holt. The Golden Eagles having trouble getting a look at the basket here, John. Now Ick goes to the right side of the lane. Whips it down deep. Back up to Miljavec. Miljavec driving lay-in up and good. They just waited their time out here very patiently and laid it in. That's 13 points for Miljavec already. 27-14. The lead is 13. Cole Metzger with the dribble. Cole Metzger goes to the corner. Baseline right side. Got turned off down there. Hayes Weller for three from the right side. Doesn't go. Griffin Kemmerling tried for follow shot up. It won't go. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. Kemmerling was on the floor down there on the baseline. He's all right. Inbounding, it's going to be Hayes Weller for South Holt. Weller to toss it in. 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. They get the ball to Cole Metzger. Metzger comes up to Schumann with it. The ball is tipped away and grabbed up again by Hayes Weller. Weller with the basketball, works to the left side, gives to Griffin Kemmerling. Oh, Kemmerling's going to lose it over and back. That's an unfortunate break there for the South Holt Knights.
3 minutes left in this first half, 27-14. LeBlanc with the lead.
They'll bring the ball into forecourt. LeBlanc will play it in on the far side in forecourt, just across the midcourt line because of the over and back violation. Ick is back into the lineup now for the Golden Eagles. Here's the inbound pass to Cooper Waterman. Waterman comes to the left side. Miljavec. Miljavec beats to the left just outside the three-point arc to Winklebauer. Top of the key, it comes to Ick once again. Now Cooper Waterman handles the ball. They work it around the outside perimeter, waiting for the opportunity. Free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound, and the ball is going to go off of...
Got that call right.
I got that one right.
Yep.
Okay, that one went off of LeBlanc.
Went off South Holt, then it went off to LeBlanc again.
Yeah, the one earlier, though.
Metzger right in the chest.
Yeah, it did. It went off of Metzger's chest, and they gave the ball to him, and that resulted in 3 points, too. That could make a difference later. Down court comes Cole Metzger to run the offense here now for the South Holt Knights. Cole Metzger, right side of the free throw circle, works down to the right of the lane, now in the paint, bounce pass underneath, shot is up, Schumann off the rim, no, whistle on the fight for the rebound, and the foul is going to be called on the South Holt Knights. Trevor Mark, I think, is going to get tagged for this one.
Trevor's first and the first foul of the night on the Knights.
2:19 to go here in the first half. We've only had a total of two fouls called, one on each team. Cooper Waterman with the ball to Miljavec. Miljavec feeds it in. The ball is loose on the floor and going to be picked up underneath there by Hayes Weller. Weller comes up court. Ick reaches in on him. We'll have a whistle and a foul called on Trey Ick.
His first team foul, number two of the quarter.
So it'll be South Holt's basketball. They're trailing 27-14 with 2:04 to go here in the first half. Inbound the pass to Cole Metzger. Metzger will set the offense, dribbles into traffic, goes to the right side. Schumann, open look 10 feet away, up and good. Zach Schumann with the basket. Cole Metzger with the assist on that one. 27-16. The lead is 11. Cooper Waterman to the top of the key with his pass. Comes up to Miljavec, into the corner. Ick on the right side. In traffic, in the paint, that's Winkle. Bauer with the ball. Now Ick tries to drive in. Cole Metzger comes up with the basketball, but we had a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
This foul goes on Trevor Mark again, his second foul, and two team fouls on South Holt now.
Trey Ick, a 6'3 senior, will be at the free throw line here, shooting two shots. First one is on the way for Trey, and it bounces off the rim, doesn't go. He'll get another shot coming. He's got 4 points so far on a pair of field goals. 1:36 to go, first half, 27-16. The lead is 11 for LeBlanc. And the second shot is up, it's off. Also, doesn't go. Trevor Mark comes down with the rebound. Mark across to Cole Metzger. Metzger into forecourt. Metzger inside the paint, moves in traffic, kicks it into the corner, down deep left side, goes right back to Metzger. Metzger thought about that three, now penetrates. has the ball knocked out of his hand and stolen away. Ick all the way down. Ick's going to take it coast to coast for the layup. Can't get it. Rebound comes down to South Holt. Pulling it down is Trevor Mark. Mark across the timeline. He'll come in there offensively in the paint. He has the ball knocked away loose and stolen by Winklebauer. Stolen right back the other way by Cole Metzger. Back to back to back turnovers. Cole Metzger, 10-foot jumper. That's blocked away and yet another turnover. Ball goes to Sowell. Sowell gets it down court to Cooper Waterman. He turns it over. You ever seen anything like it, John?
Yeah, ragged, I have, unfortunately.
Ragged basketball. Ick on the floor, and now a timeout is going to be taken. Both coaches looking frustrated. 45 seconds to go in the period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, a very animated conversation between the head coach for the Golden Eagles, Mitch Urias, and one of our officials out here. They had a lengthy discussion throughout that entire timeout period. And things were getting pretty ragged before the timeout was called.
You don't often see the official go into the huddle talking to a player like that happened there for a while before the coach got involved.
That's what was going on. 27-16, an 11-point lead for LeBlanc with 43 seconds to go. We're back to live action. At the top of the key with the ball is Miljevic. A long three up and off, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down, cleared out by Cameron Biondo. Biondo out to Metzger with the ball. Cole Metzger will set the offense. 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Cole Metzger being harassed here by the defense. Metzger gives the ball up to Biondo. Biondo works to the baseline right side again to Cole Metzger. He nearly got trapped down there. Metzger with a little floater jump shot that's short from the right baseline. 12 seconds to go. Down court with it come the Golden Eagles of LeBond. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Handling the ball to Segrist. Top of the key. Segrist gets it to Miljevic. Driving layup. Miljevic can't get it to fall. Try for tip-in won't go. And at the half, the LeBond Golden Eagles are leading. The South Holt Knights, our halftime score is LeBlanc 27 and South Holt 16. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today. ¶¶
Sunny 101.3.
Thanks to these folks. If you enjoy our live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament, our presenting sponsors include Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, also Golden Triangle Energy, as well as Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services, all teaming up as presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Let's look at the scoring now in the first half of this one. First of all, for the South Holt Knights, they're led by Hayes Weller with 5 points, 4 points for Trevor Mark, Zach Schumann has 4, and 3 points for Cole Metzger for their total of 16. From the free throw line, South Holt went 2 out of 2 at the charity stripe. For the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, a big first half for Chris Miljavec. Miljavec with 13 points at the half, with 5 points is Jacob Winkelbauer, 4 points for Trey Ick. Gannon Sowell has 3, and 2 for Cole Sigrist for their total of 27. From the free throw line, 0 for 2 from the charity stripe for the Golden Eagles. 27-16, that's our halftime score here in this boys' contest. In the games played earlier this evening that you heard here on Sunny, in girls' competition, Mid-Buchanan defeated Mound City 62-31. The Mid-Buchanan boys defeated Rockport 67-63. And it was the Rockport girls over LeBlanc 56-49 in the previous games tonight. Right now, we'll take another two-minute break, and then we'll update you with the weather. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the third quarter of tonight's Nightcap right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have clear skies this evening, a low around 15, with winds out of the north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Winds turn to the north on Thursday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15, with sunny skies will have a high near 28. Thursday night will be mostly clear for low around 18, with winds out of the south-southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Friday will warm on up to 44 with sunny skies. Friday night will be clear and will have a low around 25. Saturday will continue to warm up to 54 with sunny skies. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 39. Sunday will warm up again to 58 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday will only get up to 48 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night will cool down to 23 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday will be mostly sunny, a high near 37. Tuesday night will have a low of 19. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We do welcome you back once again inside the Mountain City High School Gymnasium. I'm Randy Gatula along with John Nixon. We got a half of a game to go here tonight. Four big games here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Our producer engineer for this broadcast has been Kurt Kilman, doing his usual fine job. John, we haven't had a chance to work with Kurt for a while. Good to be back having him on the air with us here on Sunny. 27-16, that's our halftime score. LeBlanc up. When play is resumed, I believe the basketball is going to belong to LeBlanc. And here to describe the third quarter, once again, is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. LeBlanc will start with their starters that began the game here tonight. With the basketball in the front court, Cooper Waterman, and he'll lob the ball to Ick. He goes up, catches it, can't get a shot off. Take it back out to Miljavik, and he's going to load up and fire another three. And he now has 16 points in tonight's ball game.
He's had four threes, John.
30-16, our score now. At the other end, Cole Metzger gets away to Hayes Weller. He'll fire, gets the friendly bounce. It's up. It's good for 2 points for Hayes Weller. He's got seven now. Lead is 12. To the front, Miljavik gives the ball in the middle. A little hook pass across and a layup coming from the left side now for Jacob Winkelbauer. He's got 7 points. Minute gone by. Metzger in the paint. In there, caught, gets the ball away. Weller going to fire from 18, in and out and back in. Tried to climb out, but it wouldn't go. He's got 9 points now. 32-20. Southfold trailing in the game. Out on the right side, swinging around. Ick takes it left side. Miljavik lost the handle on it, got it back. Ick stands in the midcourt circle. He'll move right with the basketball. Gives it off there to Winkelbauer. He'll take to the left wing, and hurdling the ball across is Waterman. Out top for a long three. No good by Stoll. Rebound comes out long, and it's going to be Miljavik. He'll try a three. It won't go. Ick with the rebound. Ick driving in. Bounces it back to the outside, and a drive into the lane, and an extra pass they shouldn't have made. Ends up in a steal for South Holt. Kemmerling the other way. Left side, he'll go to Biondo with the basketball. Back out it goes. Metzger drives, left it short, hit the side of the rim, and up the floor with it comes Miljavik, and a layup. No, and we go into the mat at the
hockey
other end.
Hockey check right into the wall.
Here's a steal by Miljavik. He'll throw it ahead. It's 1-on-3, 2-on-3, and he's going to take it to the hole, up and miss it. Rebound Biondo. Biondo, it's kind of like a hockey game right now. They're just back and forth and back and forth.
Body checks.
not a whole lot of shots on goal either. Started out well, and then all of a sudden everybody went cold. Out top, Trevor Mark with the basketball down the lane. He'll fire it up, and he gets fouled and will go to the line. Shoot a pair of free throws here.
See who this one's going to be on. Foul's going to be called on Jacob Winkelbauer. On Winkelbauer, his first personal team foul, number one of the period.
It's the first foul I've had to call tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Reddy fires a senior's on the money with the first one. He's now 3-for-3 at the line. 5 points. Ready to go again. Sets, fires, hits them both.
Sure is quiet in here sometimes.
Yes, it is. 32-22 is our score.
A lot of people across the way, they're just not making any noise.
LeBlanc, well, it started out, you know, at a 15-point lead in the first quarter for LeBlanc, and he just kind of sucked the life out of the crowd. Out on the left side, and a drive, and up, no. Rebound, Winkelbauer with the left hand, put back is good. He's up to 9 points. The lead is back at 12 now for LeBlanc. Metzger on the right side. Spin, shoots from 15, in and out, no good. Rebound, Miljavik. They'll get the ball to Hick. Hick up the floor. He'll give the ball up. Winkelbauer through the lane, across the floor. Three ball up and good. Three-pointer for Cooper Waterman, his first points of the night. And the lead matches biggest of the night at 15 points.
6 3-pointers tonight in the ball game for LeBlanc already.
Now it'll be Hayes Weller. He'll give it to Mark. Mark moving to the right. Comes back, hands it off now to Weller, and back to Mark. He's going to get a head steam up and head to the hole, and he's going to get fouled. A block call. No. What did they call?
They called him for traveling.
Oh.
Not sure how or where.
While he was dribbling?
Or when. That's what the man signaled over across the way.
Winkelbauer leaves the game.
I don't know. There's been some fans.
It's not easy to travel when you're dribbling the ball.
That's what they did.
Maybe he caught it with both hands. I didn't see.
He signaled traveling.
All right. Driving the ball up is Jackson Cruz, who just checked in. Out on the right side, faking the three, and a floater from the right side. No good from Soule. Ball's out of bounds off of the Knights, and into the game comes Zachary Schumann. 6'2 senior for the Knights. So inbounding off the baseline will be LeBlanc. They'll be back in our area again later this season. Here's a three-pointer up and good again. Miljavik not missing much. He's got 19 now. They'll play over Sacred Heart on a Saturday afternoon in Fall City later this winter. I think right before Christmas, if my memory serves, which it may not. So I think that's right. And the ball off on a drive and a dish down, and Schumann can't connect. Rebound, Miljavik. Outlet to the right side to Waterman. He's going to split defenders and head for the basket. He's going to lay it up with a finger roll. Waterman has got 5, and that lead now is 20 all of a sudden. Again, catching fire now. Here's a shot up. Won't go. Rebound, Metzger, and he can't get it. That is Kemmerling. Bodies all over the floor. Schumann ran into, over, and through Cruz.
Schumann's going to get called for the foul on Zach Schumann. That's his first personal and a team foul, number one.
LeBlanc brings Cole Sigrist into the game. 5'5 junior. Said he is not 6'5, I'm sure of that. Up the floor he comes. Off the right side now, and load up and fire a triple. No good for Soule. Rebound to Mark. Trevor Mark to Cole Metzger. Metzger gives it off to Kemmerling. back to Metzger. Kemmerling puts it on the deck, looks, and a reach in, and call a foul on LeBlanc. I thought he was going to call a jump ball, but they call a foul.
Jackson Cruz is going to be called for that one. On Cruz, his first personal. Team foul number two of the period on the Eagles. Cole Metzger comes out of the ballgame, and to replace him is Cameron Biondo.
Inbound in for the baseline, Hayes Weller. And a push foul probably on Mark. That's a good call. Yes, kind of put his arm in the blocking formation and pushed his way open.
It's his third personal, team foul number two of the period.
So to the front court come the LeBlanc Golden Eagles with the basketball. They're the visitors tonight, leading by 20, 42-22. Hick holds the basketball. Pass inside. Now Trevor Mark's going to have four fouls, Randy.
I think you're right.
Oh, what?
Nope. How did Schumann get involved? Oh, I'm sorry. Fouls on Zachary Schumann, his second personal, team foul number three. I have no idea how he got involved in that. He was standing down there on the baseline.
Might have been some way of the ball I didn't see. There's a ball knocked loose. Picked up. Now Miljavik out on the right side. Hick going to drive in. Dish underneath, and a shot from point blank for Cruz won't go. Here comes Hayes Weller on the run for South Holt. Off the left side, Biondo for three. It's short, no good. It's out of bounds. It's LeBlanc basketball. 1:56 left. Our presenting sponsors include Northwest Ag Services, Farmer State Bank, Abound City, Golden Triangle Energy, Hiawatha Implement, Sugar Grove Forest City, and Shive Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, making tonight's broadcast possible. We thank them. Ask you to do the same. Driving it around on a pass inside for Ick, and he is sandwiched. I've had icky sandwiches before, have you?
Yeah.
Foul is on Biondo.
Yep. Cameron Biondo picks up his first personal, team foul number four now of the period on the Knights.
A little alley-oop on the inbound. Ick can't connect. Schumann the rebound. Out of there to Cole Metzger. Senior brings it up the floor. Crosses over into the paint. Dishes down Schumann from 6 feet. Up and good. He's got his third hoop of the ball game. 42-24. LeBlanc with the lead. Nearing the 1 minute mark of this third quarter. Down the lane. Oh, nice block by Kemmerling.
Kemmerling got a whole handful of basketball there as Satchel Studer tried to come in on the baseline, and he just stuffed him.
In comes the ball to Metzger. He'll work it up the floor. Looking. Bounce pass. Knocked away. Stolen. Here we go the other way with it. Miljavik passes out and gets the ball away. Now to Ick, thinking about a long one, didn't do it. Posting up, and he led his teammate too far, but got bailed out with Mountain City. I see a purple team down there. It's got to be Mountain City, right? As they try South Holt, led him too far right into a couple of Knight players. The ball goes out of bounds off the Knights.
John Jensen Nash has just checked back into the lineup now for LeBlanc.
So triggering from the baseline is Segrist. He'll take it out top. Miljavik coming to the right side with it is Cruz. Back to Miljavik at 47 seconds. He's going to take on three defenders and draw a foul on a South Holt Knight.
Probably Schumann. Nope. Foul's going to be on Cole Metzger.
I feel better now.
Yeah, Cole Metzger's first personal.
Team foul number five of the quarter. Free throw on the way is up and good for Miljavik. He's got 20.
That's correct.
And this is his first trip to the line. Second one on the way. Gives him 21. Logan Grable, a 5'7 junior, comes in for Miljavik. And it comes in to Cole Metzger. The lead is 20 again for LeBlanc. Metzger looking to work the right side against the man-to-man defense. Spins into the lane, reverses, up, won't go. Rebound tipped and on the run. Segrist set away. Cole Segrist tries to go cross court to Jensen Nash. to hit the freshman, and he led him a little too far, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far side. 26 seconds to go in the third, a 20-point lead for the Golden Eagles of LeBlanc. Up the floor, Hayes Weller off to Metzger. Metzger holds, he looks, dishes Schumann. Left side, Kemmerling, into the paint he goes, stops, stuck, hands it off. Metzger, they couldn't connect. Up the floor, and a layup at the other end. No, but a whistle and a South Hold foul will put the freshman to the free throw. I know the junior, this is Sigurds that got fouled. Excuse me.
It's going to go on Hayes Weller, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is. Hayes Weller called for the personal on Hayes, his first, team foul number 5.
At the line, Logan Grable, junior, shooting a pair with 1.8 seconds to go. First one short. He'll get another one. Well, nobody's really got to practice their free throws in this game. One more coming here for Logan Grable. Sets. And he fires, and he got it. 45-24, Metzger at the buzzer, off the mark, no good. After three, St. Joe LeBlanc, 45, South Holt, 24, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes of basketball remain to be played here tonight in the fourth quarter, 45-24. Bishop LeBlanc with the lead right now as we move to fourth quarter action. Cole Metzger with the basketball at the top of the key. Metzger to the left side to Hayes Weller. Weller at the free throw line, feeds back to Metzger on the left wing. Up top to Weller. He stands between the rings near the top of the key to Schumer on the left wing. That's Schumann, rather. Schumann finds Cole Metzger. Look to Biondo, feeds it underneath in traffic. Nothing there as they dribble out to the left wing with it. Coming out to the corner is Hayes Weller. Weller back up to the top of the circle to Trevor Mark. Mark looking for Schumann, can't get it inside to him. Instead comes to Cole Metzger. Running a lot of clock here, down by 21 points. Top of the key, marked in the paint. Puts a jump shot up, a floater from 5 feet away. Up and good. Trevor Mark got it down. He now has 8 points in the basketball game. 45-26. The lead is 19 with just under 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Here comes Bishop LeBlanc down court on the near side, handling it. That's Grable. Grable on the dribble. Put out a forearm here. And we're going to have a foul called on LeBlanc, I think, on Jensen Nash.
Nash gets his second foul. First foul of period number 4.
All right. 6:49 to go in the ball game. Inbound the ball. Toss it all the way to Cole Metzger at midcourt. Metzger casually comes across the timeline at the midcourt circle. Onto the left side to Cam Biondo. Biondo with the basketball picks up. Oh, he just got away with a walk there. Gives it underneath. Cole Metzger takes it to the left baseline. He's trapped and needs help. Gets it inside. Weller with a fall-away jump shot, doesn't go. Cameron Biondo comes up with the basketball, kicks it out to Trevor Mark. His shot is short in traffic. Shot is up there by Biondo. It won't go. 0 for 5 that trip down there for the South Hold Knights. There's a driving layup at the other end, up and good by Jensen Nash. His first 2 points of the ball game for Jensen Nash, the freshman. 47-26. The lead is 21 with 6 minutes to go now in the ball game. On the right wing is Trevor Mark. Mark
works the left-handed dribble. He's inside the paint, wanted to do a spin move, couldn't get there, has to bring it back out to Cole Metzger. Now Metzger tries to penetrate, forces up a shot, and got it to fall. How about that? Nice job by Cole Metzger in traffic. Somehow got that one down. He's got 5 points now in the game. 47-28. The lead is 19 with the basketball. Jensen Nash, a cross-court pass. Nash, they feed it inside the paint. Back it comes in for a driving layup by Sigrist. He has the ball swatted away from him, knocked away, it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Inbounding it, Cole Sigrist, a junior. He'll stand on the baseline right side of the basket. Gets it in, a long three from the right edge. Up and off, no good by Studer. Rebound the other direction. Fast break all the way down. Hayes Weller puts it up off the glass, and good. Hayes Weller dropped her in. He's in double figures. Has 11 points now for the South Holt Knights. Into forecourt with the ball comes Sigrist. Sigrist feeds it to the right side. Up to the top of the key it comes to Nash. Jensen Nash back to the near side. Sigrist. Sigrist pulls up, thought about the shot, now comes to the left, right elbow for a three that's up and off. No, and the rebound to Trevor Mark. Mark will bring the ball up court himself, very casually here. Down by 17 with under 5 minutes to go, 4:49 with the clock running. We're going to see some more subs in here shortly, I think. There's going to be a buzzer checking into the ball game. Walter Meyerhofer. Boy, if I can get Meyerhofer, Waterman, and Winkelbauer all going at once here, John, why...
You'll have it made.
Yeah. Meyerhofer into the ballgame. Walter is a 6 foot freshman.
Kemmerling checks in for South Holt once again in place of Schumann.
All right, on the dribble, down court for the Golden Eagles. Across the timeline comes Meyerhofer to the left wing. In the paint, driving layup, doesn't go, partially blocked. Getting the block in there was Trevor Mark. Fast break the other way, driving lay-in up and good. On that lay-in was Hayes Weller. Weller now with 13 points in the ballgame. LeBlanc down court to the left side. Meyerhofer feeds it to the left wing. At the top of the key, around the horn it goes. They just pass the ball around the outside perimeter. Now a driving try for a layup, but a whistle and a foul. Probably on Griffin Kemmerling. And yes, it is. Kemmerling's going to be called for the personal on Griffin. That is his first team foul, number one of the quarter. And at the free throw line, I believe, can you help me,
Cruz, try? Jackson.
That's
Cruz.
Cruz. All right. Free throw is up off the back of the rim. Won't go for Cruz. He'll get another attempt. Cruz has not scored yet tonight. He'll have another shot coming here. Jackson Cruz is a 6 foot junior. Cruz launches the second shot. It's up and it's off also. Tipped around. Trevor Mark comes away with the rebound. At the midcourt line, on the dribble, comes Trevor Mark. Goes right into the teeth of the defense, puts a shot up that won't fall, and the rebound comes down to LeBlanc. LeBlanc across the timeline. Here they come. Offensively trying to get it going to the left side. Meyerhofer feeds it baseline down into the corner on the left side of the basket. No shot there to the top of the key to Logan Grable with the basketball. Grable again to the left side looking for Meyerhofer cutting through the paint. Now Grable wants to go to the free throw line. Gives it back to his teammate to Meyerhofer on the right side. Meyerhofer. Between defenders, hands the ball out to the left side to his teammate, Jensen Nash. They just work it on the outside perimeter here, content to run a whole lot of clock. Jensen Nash is going to launch a three that doesn't go, and there for the rebound is Grable. Now Grable with the shot, it won't fall, and the rebound comes down to Cole Metzger. Cole Metzger wants to take it all the way. He shoves the defender off and got the lay-in. Can you believe that?
A little offensive pass interference there.
Go ahead, John.
Two more for Metzger gives him seven. It's 47-34. LeBlanc with the lead with 3:08 to go. Back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
They have three
3 minutes and 8 seconds left to play in the fourth stanza here at Mound City. Our score 47-34. The LeBlanc Golden Eagles leading the Southold Knights. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play this quarter. Seated alongside my good buddy here, John Nixon. Kurt Kilman back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, making it all come together here for tonight's broadcast. Four games back-to-back. It's been a long marathon of basketball. 3 minutes left to go. In backcourt on the dribble for LeBlanc, in trouble, Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer tried to whip it across court to his teammate Jackson Cruz, and the ball goes a couple of rows up into the bleachers. So South Holt will get it back with under 3 minutes to play now. 2:58 showing here on the clock. Inbound pass comes into Cole Metzger. Cole Metzger into corner to Griffin Kemmerling. Griffin Kemmerling, top of the circle. Cameron Biondo. Biondo looking for Kemmerling again down in the corner. Now it comes to Cole Metzger driving to the baseline. Metzger forces up a shot, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Cole Metzger is going to draw the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Satchel Studer. On Studer, his first personal. At the free throw line, Cole Metzger. Cole has 7 points tonight. This one is up and good. 8 points now on the evening. Cole Metzger, he's got to just be happy to be on the floor here, John, after that injury he had during football season.
Yeah, that looked horrible that night we were down at Oregon.
Here come a bunch of new ball players on for LeBlanc. Well, they've been out there before, but a whole new set.
Starters.
Yes, five new starters back out there, the kids that started the game. How about that? You're up 47-35, 2:42 to go. Second free throw is up and good for Cole Metzger. He got it. Suddenly that lead is down to 11 here, I guess. Here's a driving layup at the other end that doesn't go. A whistle and a foul most likely is going to be called on Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling gets his second personal. A while ago it was, what, 21? Now it's down to 11. Still 2:39 to go, and Coach Harris said, let's put the five starters back out there.
But there's a party going on in Omaha right now.
Sewell, shot is up, off, and no good. What happened in Omaha?
Crete beat Kansas tonight, 76-63. Take out number one.
Wow.
Automatically, Nebraska whipped Crete, so they're the new number one team in the country.
Second free throw is up for Gannon Sewell.
But makes sense to me.
There's a driving layup at the other end that's blocked away. Our buddy Cody Swong went to that one tonight.
That's where he's at.
That's where he's at this evening. He had tickets for that Creighton game. Boy, he'll have a story to tell.
He didn't tell me that.
Oh, that's where he is.
He said, I can't make it Wednesday night.
I know these things. 2:31 to go in this one. It's 48-36. The lead is 12. The inbound pass is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Trey Ick. So Coach Juris put all five starters back in there. He didn't want to see it get down to single digits, I don't think. Not with 2.5 minutes still to play. Inbounding the pass, Hayes Weller. Weller gets it into Cole Metzger. Metzger dribbles to the corner down on the right side of the basket. Now works to the baseline. Oh, nice pass inside, but getting hammered and knocked to the floor was Griffin Kemmerling. Fast break the other way. Driving lay-in up and good by Chris Miljevic. Miljevic laid that in. He's got a basket full of points.
23.
Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual scoring and let you know how your favorite player did tonight in terms of points scored. Here's Cole Metzger backing into the lane and a whistle and a foul. He'll be called for traveling. The official helps Metzger back to his feet here. Under 2 minutes to go. 1:59. John, if you're wondering, we've been on the air 5 hours and 43 minutes.
A foul on Trey Ick there, his second.
Got a little timer running down here.
There you go.
Into the ball game is Meyerhofer back onto the floor. Also coming back in is Henry Staggs, a 6-foot freshman. Staggs making his first appearance. Here's the inbound pass that was loose on the floor for a minute. To the top of the key, Cam Biondo. Biondo puts up a shot, got knocked to the floor. He'll be at the line. Biondo shooting two shots. We'll see who this is on, John. Waiting for him to post it.
There it is. Okay, it's going to be on Henry
Staggs.
Henry Staggs, yep. His first.
Biondo at the line now. Cam Biondo has not scored. And he'll have an opportunity. The first one is up and off, no good. He'll get another chance at the line here. Cameron Biondo, quite a football player. 5'8", and a sophomore. And now we've got a timeout here for what? Remove a little jewelry?
I get a necklace on.
Can't wear your necklace, son. Must not have been expected to play here. Biondo, second free throw is up, and he got it in. Biondo got into the scorebook, got that one to drop. 50-37, 13-point ball game. Into forecourt to the right side, the pass goes back to the top of the key. Now Ick holds the ball over to the left elbow. Waterman on the dribble. He backs it all the way out near midcourt with a minute 35 to go. In the paint, driving floater up and good. Nice move to the basket by Henry Staggs. Staggs, a freshman, he'll be smiling that he got in the scorebook tonight. You can say he played in the 66th annual Mound City Tournament, John.
That's right.
Here's Biondo from the left corner for three. Up and off, no good. Ick with the rebound. Ick pushes it across the timeline to the right side. Goes with the pass off to Staggs. Staggs up top to Waterman. Cooper Waterman with the ball. Between the rings, he's at the top of the circle. Waterman feeds it in. Oh, he was got the ball inside to Winkelhauer. And Winkelbauer was fouled, and I believe he's going to be at the line now.
Yeah, Trevor Mark with the foul, his fourth the ball game.
So this is Jacob Winkelbauer. Free throw on the way up, and he got it. Winkelbauer got her down.
Puts him in double figures at 10.
Yeah, it does.
All right, Zachary Schumann back in the ball game for South Hole. Also back in, Tate Prusman. And the question remains to be, will Southhold ever run out of players named Prusman?
They've been there forever, haven't they?
They seem to have.
Looks like we got another lane violation. This time, though, it's going to be on Southhold. So, Winkelbauer is going to get another chance. He missed that free throw. Here's his second chance at his second free throw. This one is up, and he got that one to go. Hit them both that time. 1 minute to play here at Mound City. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you that rundown. Here's a turnover. Fast break coming the other direction. Waterman lost it. Now a turnover, throwing the ball back the other direction by Weller. Things are getting a little bit disjointed out here right now.
They've got some good ideas. They're just not connecting.
Ball went out of bounds. Now back in comes Biondo. He'll come in and replace Cole Metzger. Inbounding the pass across the way will be Meyerhofer. Meyerhofer gets the ball into Waterman, Cooper Waterman. Here's a long three, left side up and off, no good. The rebound down in the corner, right side by Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer to Meyerhofer in the paint, driving. Little shot goes up and off, no good. He was blocked away on the baseline. And at the free throw line will be Meyerhofer. I think that they're just testing me with syllables here.
Oh, yeah.
In this final few seconds. Walter Meyerhofer is a 6-foot freshman. He has not scored tonight. Here he's shooting two shots. The first one is up. Hits the back of the iron. Rims off and won't drop. He'll have another attempt coming. Once again, we invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show. It'll be coming up just a couple of minutes after the completion of the wall game. We'll give you a rundown of all the stats on this one. Meyerhofer's in the scorebook. He hits the second free throw and got it down. 30 seconds to play. South Holt trailing 55-37. They come into forecourt. Biondo with a three from the right side. It goes out of bounds off of Ick, and it will stay with the South Holt Knights. Inbounding the ball on the baseline for South Holt will be Hayes Weller. Weller to toss it in. Holds the ball high above his head. Weller bounce pass to the corner left side. Shot is blocked away. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Tate Prusman to the free throw line. We've been calling Prusman's names for 20 years over here, I think, John. Tate Prusman will be at the line to shoot two. He is a 5'9 sophomore, has not scored tonight, so free throw is up, hits the back iron and rims off. He'll get another attempt. Second free throw coming for the sophomore, Tate Prusman. Bends the knees, looks to the hoop. Here comes the shot. It's up and off. No good. Rimmed around, couldn't get it down. And the rebound comes down to Ick. Ick across the timeline with 15 seconds to go. Top of the circle, they'll back it out. Probably just dribble it out here now. Well, South Holt's going to come out and put some pressure on him. Schumann comes out. Give a little bit of a chase here now to Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer off to Ick. Ick's just going to hold the ball. Time expires. Here's your ball game. Your final score, LeBlond 55 and 37 for the South Holt Knights. 55-37 is your final. Stay with us. We're back in 2 minutes with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City. It's time now to take a look at the scoring wrap of this last game of the evening. First of all, the individual scoring for the South Holt Knights. Leading the way tonight was Hayes Weller. He finished with 13 points. 9 points for Cole Metzger. With 8 points was Trevor Mark. Adding six was Zach Schumann. A single point in the ball game for Cameron Biondo for their total of 37. From the free throw line, South Holt hit 7 out of 10. Scoring for the Golden Eagles of LeBlanc. Two players in double figures. Leading the way, Chris Miljevic with 23 points. Jacob Winkelbauer finished with 11, and then we'll start at the top here. Segrist with 2, Ick had 4, Sowell had 4, 1 point each for Meyerhofer and Grable. With 5 points was Waterman, and 2 for Staggs, and 2 points for Jensen Nash for their total of 55. 55-37, your final score in the boys' contest. In the three games played earlier this evening that you heard live here on Sunny, Mid-Buchanan's girls defeated Mound City 62-31, Mid-Buchanan boys over Rockport 67-63, and the Rockport girls defeated the LeBlanc girls 56-49. Those were the outcome of all four of our games. John, up next for me, I will be in Sterling, Nebraska Friday night with the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. I'll be on our sister station, KTNC, planning on a 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls' varsity contest, followed by the boys' varsity game. That'll be live Friday night on KTNC from Sterling. John, what have you got?
Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have a 6:30 contest between the Rockport and East Atchison boys for third place in this tournament. We'll follow that up with a championship game in the girls' division. Rockport taking on Mid-Buchanan. That's scheduled for an 8 o'clock start time on Friday night. That's where we know we're at for that. And then Friday, Saturday night, third place, Mound City and St. Joe LeBlanc girls for that third-place contest on Saturday evening.
All right, we want to mention one more time our presenting sponsors, John, that make these broadcasts possible. They include Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, the Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services, our presenting sponsors, bringing you live coverage of this Mound City tournament. John, your final thoughts?
Well, an interesting night, and this tournament always is. As you kind of expect, Mid-Buchanan, St. Joe LeBlanc, a little bit bigger schools than some of the other teams here, so they have a little bit advantage in numbers-wise, and kind of played out here in the boys' side so far. Those two teams meet for the championship, so we'll see what happens And the finals coming up later this week.
All right, folks, don't forget to join John right here on Sunny 101.3 for our continuing coverage of the Mound City Tournament. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with a final score, the LeBlanc Golden Eagles 55, the Southold Knights 37. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Mound City Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.